Welcome to the Washington Page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, Andrew Schneider speaks with Kelsey Engel, warning coordination meteorologist for the National Weather Service, about today being Winter Weather Awareness Day.
First of all, why does the Iowa office observe this day as a day to really remember about the weather that's coming up this winter?
Well, it's important for people to plan and prepare as we head towards the heart of the winter season to make sure that you do have a plan and a winter safety kit if you're going to be traveling across the state of Iowa, because it's just a matter of days and weeks and months before we get into the heart of winter weather.
And typically here in Iowa, it may be obvious to those of us that have been here our whole life, but what are really the key kinds of storms and weather that you'd really forecast for when it comes to warnings and watches during this time of year?
Well, winter weather can impact us from freezing rain to sleet to snow to blowing snow. So it's important to stay in tune to the forecast, stay up to date on the changing weather conditions across Iowa, and plan accordingly.
And this year, I understand that the National Weather Service, as a national effort, has really tried to consolidate the types of watches and warnings. What are some of the changes that people may hear when they listen to our station and hear some of the differences in the advisories and how they've kind of changed?
The National Weather Service is undergoing what we call a hazard simplification project, and that starts with this winter. So what do these changes mean? So the National Weather Service will no longer issue a blizzard watch or a freezing rain advisory. Instead, that type of information will be consolidated into other products. So blizzard watch will be consolidated winter storm watch. So those conditions that do cause a blizzard will be mentioned inside the winter storm watch. As far as a freezing rain advisory, that product will be included in the winter weather advisory if there is expected to be any impact associated with freezing rain and accumulation of ice.
And when you go through each of those hazards, obviously you give it some notice. What is a typical timeline for a winter storm? I know sometimes they can spring on us, but typically it seems like we have advance. Say we have a storm coming this weekend. What are the ways that you try to keep people prepared and ahead of the storm so they can have their preparations in place if they need to?
Yeah, lead time up to a storm really depends upon the meteorological setup. So for major winter storms that occur across the region, oftentimes we can give 3, 4, even at times 5 days notice that there could be a regional impact from a potential winter storm. Then there's certain times where the conditions are more localized, and typically lead time up to that may be in the time frame of maybe 24 to 36 hours. So we really strive to tell people what we know, when we know, and also highlight the confidence that we have in the anticipated conditions that we are forecasting and what that impact is so that people can plan and prepare accordingly.
And then you had mentioned earlier about safety preparations and kits. What are the things that every household or every person should at least have access to, especially if we do have a major winter storm coming?
Well, it's important to plan and prepare now. If you're going to be traveling, make sure you have a winter car survival kit. And within that, you're going to want to have some water, some non-perishable food, carry blankets. Also, make sure you got a cell phone as well as a charger. Also, make sure that you got a shovel or kitty litter, just in case you do get stuck and stranded somewhere. On our website, we do have a checklist that lists a complete a kit and some things that you'll want to put in that kit as you're traveling this winter.
And then we have a great relationship with the National Weather Service at our radio station. Every time you have a warning or advisory, we report on that. How important is it for people to stay tuned to their local media to make sure that they are up to date and know the forecast heading into a storm?
Well, we certainly do appreciate the strong relationship and you passing on current information to your listeners, as well as those who go to your website. It's very important to stay up to date to the changing weather conditions across Iowa because precipitation can start and stop. It transitions across the state. So as meteorologists, we're always passing along the current information on the timing of precipitation, when it's ending where, and where it's beginning somewhere else.
That's been today's Washington Page with Kelsey Engel, warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service.